この放送は一級用です。試験監督者は音量および室内の聞こえ具合を確認してください。2025年度第3回実用英語技能検定一級リスニングテスト。ただいまから一級リスニングテストを行います。これからお話しすることについて質問は受けませんので、よく注意して聞いてください。なお、リスニングテスト放送中に音飛びや騒音があった場合は、発生した問題のトラックの始めに戻し、やり直します。しかしながら、万が一教室監督者が気づかない場合は、速やかに手を挙げてお知らせ願います。このテストでは、テストの方法と注意事項がすべて英語で放送されます。
The listening test for the grade 1 examination is about to begin. Listen carefully to the directions. You will not be permitted to ask questions during the test. This test has four parts. All of the questions in these four parts are multiple choice questions. For each question, choose the best answer from among the four choices written in your test booklet. On your answer sheet, find the number of the question and mark your answer. You are permitted to take notes for every part of this listening test. Now, here are the directions for part 1. In this part, you will hear 10 dialogues, number 1 through number 10. Each dialogue will be followed by one question. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The dialogue and the question will be given only once.
Now we will begin the grade 1 listening test.
Number 1.
Hi, Alberto. Are you still working at CJX Software?
Yes. I'm in the same post as when you left.
You're still a junior programmer? But that was 4 years ago, and I've never met anyone who can write code as well as you can.
I guess I'm just not management material.
Have you discussed it with your boss? You won't get anywhere if you don't sell yourself.
You know me. I don't like to cause trouble.
Question. What does the woman imply about the man? Number 2.
Oh, you're back from Mexico. How was the resort?
Awful. It turned out the ads were really deceptive.
What do you mean?
First of all, the stunning facilities in the photo turned out to be ancient, and the rooms were filthy.
That doesn't sound good.
Plus, the brochure said meals were included, but the portions were tiny. You had to shell out extra if you didn't want to starve.
I guess you won't be staying there again, then.
Absolutely not.
Question. What does the woman say about the resort?
Number 3.
How are your street performances going, Maya?
Great. But I'm looking for a cart I can use to carry all my amplifiers and battery packs around in. Do you use one in your shows?
Mine was gifted to me and is more than sufficient for my needs, but I can't say I'd necessarily recommend it.
What's the drawback?
I don't use all the space it provides, which makes it impractical. There are compact, lightweight ones these days that are just as sturdy and are easier to maneuver in tight spaces.
Question. What does the man say about his cart? Number 4.
I've heard the food at this restaurant is amazing. I'm glad we could get a reservation tonight.
I'm not so sure, Paul. I've seen a lot of red flags already.
But our food hasn't even come yet.
Take the menu, for instance. It had about 100 items on it. I doubt they make any one dish very well if they're spreading themselves so thin. Also, the bathroom was filthy. I imagine they give the same level of attention to the food.
I think you're jumping the gun a bit. Let's try the food before passing judgment.
Question. What do we learn about the woman?
Number 5.
This house needs so many renovations.
I know. I'm getting fed up with the ancient countertops in the kitchen. And don't get me started on the peeling paint in the bedroom.
I was reading online the other day that homeowners should prioritize structural issues first.
What does that mean?
We might need to postpone fixing up the kitchen. There's moisture on the walls of the basement, and that could be a sign of issues with the foundations of the house. We can't afford to put that off.
Question. What does the woman say about the house?
Number 6.
Professor McIntyre's class has been quite frustrating for me.
Me too. I just don't see how it's relevant to real engineering scenarios.
I recognize the need to understand theoretical principles, but it's just so disconnected from what we're learning in other classes.
Professor McIntyre is really passionate, and his lectures are sometimes fascinating. But I just wish he'd realize what our practical needs as future engineers who are going to be going out and actually designing structures are.
Question. What does the woman say about the class?
Number 7.
That was a rough meeting.
I know. I felt I had no choice but to confront our client about the overdue invoices.
I can't believe they accused us of shipping faulty products as a reason for not paying. There's no way such a high percentage could have been defective.
They really have a lot of nerve. At least they agreed to pay in the end.
I wonder if we should refuse further orders from them, though. I don't want to go through this hassle again.
Question. What does the man imply about the client?
Number 8.
Hey, Kyoko. I haven't seen you around campus recently.
Hi, Jed. I've been busy sorting out my graduate school plans. I've decided to enroll in an architecture program.
Oh, really? I thought you wanted to focus on combating climate change.
Well, the built environment is responsible for almost half of all carbon emissions. So environmentally conscious building design can have a tremendous impact.
Not all architecture firms want to switch over to designing green buildings, though. You might have to contribute to the problem before you get the chance to help solve it.
Question. What does the man imply about the woman?
Number 9.
How much longer do you think our division is going to spend skirting around the supplier issue?
Tell me about it. We've wasted 3 weeks on pointless, repetitive meetings already. At this rate, it's going to cost us more than the supply delays.
I think management is just hesitant to commit. They're probably waiting for someone to suggest a new course of action so they don't take the fall if it goes wrong.
Yeah, someone like us, probably. It's very frustrating. Everyone knows the smaller supplier can't handle the increased volume, but no one wants to say it outright.
You're right. I was tempted to bring that up at the morning meeting yesterday, but I didn't want to ruffle too many feathers.
Well, maybe some feathers need to be ruffled. Otherwise, we'll be here next month having the same conversation. And we'll be overworked from having to deal with the supply delays.
I might prepare some data to push the point. With hard numbers in front of them, it will be tough for management to avoid addressing the problem head on.
Good idea. Let me know if you need any help.
Question: What opinion do these people express? Number 10.
Hi, Troy. Thanks for taking the time to talk.
It's about your son Marty joining the army, right?
That's right. Wishing to serve your country is noble, and we want to be supportive. But as we're not a military family, we're anxious about his suitability.
You spent many years in the army, right? We'd really appreciate your thoughts.
Yeah, I renewed my contract twice, in fact. Look, it's a unique, disciplined lifestyle that's not for everyone, so I understand your anxiety. But the camaraderie and sense of purpose are like nowhere else.
I can see that, but Marty's never been into physical activities, so I wonder if he's cut out for it.
The physical training is rigorous, and some recruits drop by the wayside, but it's often mental strength that really makes a soldier. Marty seems pretty determined when he sets his mind to something.
Don't I know it? We're both doctors, and we hoped he'd follow in our footsteps. But he's made it crystal clear that isn't in the cards.
You should consider attending an open house event at a nearby base. They can provide information on military life, and you can talk directly to soldiers and recruitment officers.
Ultimately, we know it's Marty's decision whether to sign up or not. But that might be a good idea.
At least we'll have a clearer idea of what lies in store for him. Thanks, Troy.
Question: What does Troy recommend that the couple do?